Okay, that's, oh, there we go. Ah, does that sound better? Okay. We're going to talk about promises. There's lots of promises that God has given. And I just thought that we would think about some of those things, whether anyone can remember what promise that God gave to Abraham. What's that a picture of? This is not to Abraham, this is before Abraham. What is it? What was the promise? Who was that given to, do you know, about the rainbow? You know?
Who won that?
That's right, Noah, well done. It was to Noah. That's right, because, yes, Noah had built the ark, didn't he? And the whole world got flooded. And then God gave Noah a promise after it had all cleared that he would not do that again, and that Noah could go ahead and his family and have children and populate the earth. Now, this is the one from Abraham. What is that a picture of?
Sand.
What's sand got to do? We might have to get your dad to tell us, because he did that last week and you weren't here. Sand for Abraham, yes, the sand on the seashore. What was it, Daniel?
Really big family.
Yeah, that's right, that God was going to bless him, even though he had no children at the time, that God was going to give him children, so many children, just like on the sand of the seashore. Oh, and what have we got here? A crown. A crown. And, you know, the person that I think of with the crown was King David. King David, that God promised that his family would always have somebody on the throne of Israel. But you know, the most important person that God said that God was going to use, go down through David's family to a very special king. Who that king that was going to live forever. Do you have an idea of who that king might be? King David's, it was Jesus who was going to come. So that what he was saying was that eventually God would send a king that was never going to die, but it was going to come down through David's family. And, oh, what's that? A baby. And there's lots of stories about babies. And last week we had a story about a promise to an old couple that they were going to have a baby. And he said, "Oh, you've got to be joking, I'm too old." And because he said that, he didn't talk until the baby was born. And that was Zechariah, who had a baby that became John the Baptist. And he was a cousin of Jesus. So Mary was also promised a baby, wasn't she? So there's lots of promises. This is just some of the few. But in today's reading with the big people, this was about David's son, one of David's sons called Solomon. And God asked him to build the temple, and it looks something like this. And when Solomon built that temple, all the people got together and thanked God for all the things and all the promises that he'd given. And God made a promise to the people. He said that as long as they had their eyes kept on him, he would bless them and look after them and look after their land forever. And there's a verse here that I don't know whether anyone who's big enough to read that. I know Evie is, but I don't know whether she'll want to. Wonder who can read that. Maybe I'll have to get a big person to read it. Who's going to be the big person to read the verse for me? Yes, Daniel, thank you.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Yeah, that with people kept their eyes on him, because some of them had gone off and listened to other gods. And that's the same for us, that with Jesus, when Jesus came, when we keep our eyes on him, when we don't get distracted by other things, but we always come back to him and come before him and pray. He will look after us and look after our friends and our family, because that's the greatest gift of all. And I had in here, look at this activity sheet I got. Is there anything on it? Uh-oh. I thought today that you could do something different. I thought that maybe you could think, maybe one of those things that we've looked at, like the crown or the rainbow or whatever, well, you might think of other promises and things that God has done, things that he's done. You might even just think of baby Jesus, because we're getting close to Christmas. But I thought that you could draw something yourself. How about that? Okay, so you guys got blank sheets of paper today, and I would love to have a look and see what you've done later. Maybe it's just going to be hands that are praying to remember that we need to pray Jesus and ask him to look after us. Okay, so we just have a time of prayer, and then you can go back to your seats, but don't forget to take your activity sheet. Very important. Father, we just thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you that nothing is too great for you. We thank you for all the promises that you have made and you continue to make. And we just pray that we will always remember to turn our face towards you and to remember you in the good times and the bad, to be thankful for the things that you have done and for who you are. And we just pray, Lord, that these children would trust you with whatever is on their hearts and on their minds, and that they would see you work in amazing ways throughout their life to the glory of your name. Amen.